Good People: Unravel Secrets Behind an Afghan-American Family. Padmina Sabit's debut, Good People, may remind readers of Celeste Ng's best-selling Little Fires Everywhere, in that it's a domestic tale that reads like a propulsive thriller and springs from a clash of cultures. Sabit writes about the Sharaf family, who came to the Washington, D.C. area from Afghanistan and have become hugely successful, until tragedy erases all the progress they think they've made. Good People takes the form of an investigation. We never hear from the Sharafs, Father Ramat, who built a business empire from nothing, devoted mother Miriam, son Omar, a budding entrepreneur, stunning daughter Zora, who chafes at her family's rules, and two little-seen younger children. Sabit presents us with dozens of eyewitness accounts from neighbors, friends, law enforcement, and news media, all of whom attempt to understand a tragedy that's revealed about one-third of the way through the book. It's riveting stuff, in part because the picture of the Sharafs is so complex. As readers try to assemble the dozens of narrators' accounts into a whole picture and an explanation for the tragedy, most observers think the Sharafs triumphed over long odds. Some believe they turned their back on Afghan culture. Some claim they knew all along about fractures in the family. Others believe the Sharafs lived a fairy tale. All are stunned by secrets that eventually emerge. A key theme of Good People is the cultural schism the Sharafs weather. The parents are proud of how successfully their children navigate American customs, but often baffled by their behavior, Zora in particular. She considers herself American, but her parents cling to the way things worked in Afghanistan and expect her to observe practices they grew up with, including arranged marriages and filial piety. It becomes clear those tensions will explode. I kept changing my mind about who was in the right. A key to the success of this is how deftly Sabit captures dozens of voices. In the end, a big question is whether the Sharafs can be both Afghans and Americans. Vocabulary focus: chafe, riveting, schism, deftly.